Welcome back to the Tap Room Exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. Sitting across from me is Dave Langle from Railroad Brewing Company. We are now talking about their vanilla IPA that you do. This is a wonderful idea. Something different for an IPA. What was the idea behind that?
Little outside the box. Very creative. We actually invite you to the tap room for the true story.
Okay.
However, sometimes you get a little lucky.
All right.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
So, the vanilla IPA, you would think it would taste horrible. My mom and dad would put vanilla into a spoon if I cursed or did something during a sporting event.
Yeah.
And that was the worst thing ever.
It was sort of like a reminder of that always.
Yeah. But the minute that we mixed it with this blend and IPA, we started really creating some magic, and it's a cult following. Jerome ran with it and perfected it. We had to actually put out on, after our first month, we had to put on our sign, VIPA is back. And that's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, like absolutely.
You enjoy those little moments.
Right. That's something really cool. You know, the community's really responding to it.
You're correct. You know, they're here for filling their growlers, and we didn't have anything to fill.
Oh, it's sort of a good problem to have in a way, is, you know, it's popular and it's flying out of here.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, that's kind of a good problem to have in a way.
Correct. Anyone can say they're prepared for it. Mm-hmm. It's just not the truth.
Right. And especially nowadays, there seems to be like this big push for getting these special kind of beers out there, and you see a lot of people doing like special releases and all this stuff, and it's really cool to see breweries play with the style and do things that you wouldn't normally expect them to do.
It's exciting for both sides of the party. I mean, those coming in and us creating, we can only do so much in a matter of time, but you're sitting here going, all right, what should we do?
Right.
And then you realize, all right, let's just play with it. Like, yeah, it doesn't have to be over the top. You think back of what you've tried, anyone else has tried. You listen to your friends, but when it comes down to it, you just got to go off and jump into the shallow end and see what you get. And we researched that baby for a long time, and we sat on it for 4 years silent because... Oh, wow. We realized that we had something that no one else was playing with.
Yeah.
And if we were going to come into this game a little late, you know, I mean, there's a lot of breweries in Cuyahoga County and our surrounding counties. We knew that we had to have something right off the bat that set us apart. Didn't have to be flashy, didn't have to be crazy, just had to be something with a true story and an idea. And I tell you what, the public loved it, and it's gone really well off in distribution for tap rooms throughout the state of Ohio. A lot of times we get put onto a rotating tap. I don't know if people understand that. Is if you're celebrating, if you're selling your own beer, self-distributing your own beer, is that even a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll made it up. I'm like Joe Thomas right now. I'm just making up words. So if you're
self-distributing.
Correct. Thank you. You go into these tap rooms and these places that have 24 taps, and what's going to be different? Because that's what they're looking for. And I can tell you, we walked in and it was the first eye catcher we had, and we were very happy to supply them.
Yeah, absolutely. It is something that really, it does catch your eye. You're like, wait a minute, did I read that right? Is it vanilla IPA?
Yeah, catches you off guard right off the bat, and you go, huh. Well, I got to try that.
Yeah, it puts that right in your head. You're like, okay, that's different. That's new. I can't think of anybody else who does that. Put that in my glass.
Yeah. We researched a lot of places, and we kept looking, and only place we found in Ohio was Hop and Frog.
Okay.
And, you know, they've been around for a while. They got a little credit.
Absolutely.
And we popped in, and theirs was a little more alcohol content than ours.
Okay.
And so, listen, everyone has their stance on whatever they want to do. So just a compliment to them and saying, hey, you did it. I haven't found anything else. If someone else has, call me, 330-284-7156. But, you know, we're very proud of it. We made something that we think is pretty close to a one-off, barring Hop and Frog, but alcohol level, it's not as high, and flavor-wise, it's a lot different. I just want people to know it's a lot different than that style. So come on in, give it a try.
You got it's not super hoppy either. It's got what, 48 IBUs?
Yeah, is 48. So not too crazy, just enough to attack the vanilla.
Yeah, yeah. To kind of mask it a little bit. Not mask it, but balance it. Balance is the word I was looking for.
You're waiting for the vanilla to win at all times. Just like I said.
It's a strong flavor. You would expect it to kind of do that.
Yeah, it's rich, and, you know, it's just always been storied flavor, and, you know, little did we know.
And only 5% alcohol, too, right?
Correct.
So it's
correct.
Nice eating, kind of easy drinker.
Every once in a while, yeah, it gets that 5%. We're thinking of raising it up a little bit, but we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. The popularity of that, what do you kind of credit is just the difference of it?
Yeah.
Just how different it is?
We didn't expect...
Other than the fact that it's a great beer?
Well, we're happy that it was a great beer, but we didn't expect to bring something to the market that would have people looking at us like, we invented something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I gave credit before. I just want to make sure people know we didn't quite invent it, but we created it our style.
Yeah.
And we have our style, just like everyone has their IPA.
Jobs didn't invent the computer. He just
modified
it and made it his own little thing.
Yeah, he marketed it to the point where he won.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really did help us out getting a tap handle into a variety of different places, and anywhere between Lorain County, Cuyahoga County, and Cleveland to all the way down to Columbus.
Nice.
When you get a widespread social media effect, it's funny how far you can go.
And so this place, it's what, 4,000 square feet?
Yeah, 4,000 square feet, about 2,000, 1,500, somewhere between there is a tap room, and your bar experience. We have anything from shuffleboard to old school bowling, live music on Friday and Saturdays, to right in front of you is our brew house, 10 barrel brew house system, and we have some new ideas coming in. We'll be moving our glycol machine outside eventually, but at the same time, yeah, by the time this airs, maybe you already see our new tanks.
Yeah, there you go.
If not, I'm going to need you to edit that.
All right, sounds good. We have sitting kind of right here behind us, you guys are starting to do barrel aging a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I had the opportunity to try the barrel age blonde that you have on tap right now. It was nice and delicious. It was super balanced. That's why, you know, most of the bourbon barrel things that I've had, it's a lot of bourbon. The bourbon overtakes the beer, and I like bourbon, but at that point, I'd rather just drink bourbon.
Correct. There's a stat out there that shows that people rather just have bourbon chilled than have a bourbon aged anything.
Especially if it's too bourbon-y.
Correct.
But that's what I like about that bourbon aged blonde is it's nice and balanced. It doesn't really hit you super hard.
Yeah, 6.1. Who knows if we can hit on that again. It's just a dryness level to the barrels. Aging-wise, we can work with that. Those are the fun parts of experimenting.
Absolutely.
Bourbon-aged allows us to stack it, rack it, market it.
Yeah.
And then almost forget about it. You know, we want to make sure that we're keeping up with the Joneses, but it's got to be our style. It's got to be a little different. You know, we don't want it to be 9.8.
I don't want to get knocked out from something.
Yeah, and we don't have any problem serving a snifter, and believe me, we're not here to overserve. What we want to do is create a flavor that we can recreate because we're still only a year old. I mean, 374 days.
Yeah.
So we're running with it, and we're very excited to get these stacked and see what we go with, and, you know, let Jerome do what Jerome does, and that's brew beer.
I'm very much looking forward to it. It gives you so much potential for experimentation and doing a lot of cool things.
Yeah, it allows us to, you know, have release dates and who knows. And like we said in previous interviews, it's always about feedback. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to listen to it. You know, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss. But, you know, as long as you're, you know, batting better than a Major League Baseball player, you're going to be A-OK in business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys do a lot of events around here. This is here in April. What events do you have coming up here in April? You got the Thursday Music Trivia Thursdays?
We do Music Trivia Thursdays. Live music's Fridays and Saturday. We serve full kitchen menu Thursday through Saturday evening. What we do is we're a dog-friendly, family-friendly environment. You know, we might not necessarily advise your kids to be out after 9 o'clock.
Right.
I don't advise that to anyone.
Right.
However, anytime between, you know, those times, come on in. Have a good time. Dog-friendly. We have a partnership with Jackpot Chicken where we have a full menu that is based towards, you know, craft beer and brewery style eats. So we have light eats with salads to shareables to fresh ground meat. My favorite part, favorite quote from them is, yeah, I got a fish guy. You know, you're in the food business you have a fish guy.
You got a fish guy.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah. I got a meat guy, a fish guy, a bread guy. That's when you know it's fresh. They don't just say, oh, I'll get it or I can get that.
You know it's coming straight from.
Yeah. Fresh foods, great eats, and you don't have to go outside to order. We literally have you order inside, give you a table placard, and serve you. It's a diner style. It's not the fanciest, but at the same time, we're a brewery in a barn that we finished very nicely and we're proud of.
It looks very nice. Yeah, absolutely.
However, from the outside, it's a tan barn with a big garage door.
And you guys open that when it's nice enough too.
Yes. We have a full patio that wraps around in a cornhole and, you know, very laid back Lorain County style atmosphere. And, you know, we're very proud of it. Will it grow? Yeah, as long as everyone keeps coming out.
Absolutely, and please do keep coming out. The beer here is fantastic. I highly suggest trying the vanilla IPA. I really think you guys would like it. Something different to try, and you can't really get it anywhere else other than Hop and Frog. But, hey, you know, try theirs too. Do a comparison. See see what you like.
That's the best part. That's craft beer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. So I highly suggest coming down here, 1010 Center Road.
1010 Center Road.
And trying the vanilla IPA. Dave, thank you for your time. Again, I appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with our final edition of the Taproom Exclusive Railroad Brewing Company feature.